Hi, my name is Lindell Bell, and I'm the missions director at our Delaware campus. Today, I'm going to be reading through a few verses on greed and giving to the poor. The generous will themselves be blessed, for they share their food with the poor. Proverbs 22:9. At some point in your life, you might feel like you're hanging on to something or hoarding things for yourself. There could be some good reasons for this behavior. Maybe you didn't receive certain things growing up because there was a lack of funds. Or maybe your parents were quote-unquote practical and didn't think you needed much more than the essentials. Or maybe you thought you deserved something because you worked really hard for it, but then the reward went to someone else. It's human nature to want. It is a discipline to give. In Acts 20:35, it says, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." This feels easier said than done, especially if no one modeled this for you. Perhaps you were taught that you better hang on to what you have because someone is always going to be behind you trying to get what you take what you have. Yet Jesus models how to give generously and give abundantly. Even his birth is a gift of generosity in itself. He was God in flesh, King of kings and Lord of lords. He could have come down on a chariot of fire wearing all the bling, but instead he came down from heaven and was born into a very modest family and lived a very modest life. While Jesus was on earth, he also demonstrated generosity through selfless acts of service and sacrifice. He healed the sick, fed the hungry, and ultimately gave his life for the forgiveness of sins. His generosity wasn't limited to physical needs. He also offered spiritual guidance and comfort, sacrificial love and servanthood. He also challenged the religious leaders, as some of them exploited the poor instead of giving to the poor. I had parents that grew up in a less developed country, where a washing machine wasn't even an option. My dad was the first person in his family to graduate with a medical degree and then move to the United States. Although life in the United States offered a better life, my parents were raised in a Christian home and a culture where anyone that succeeded shared their wealth with their families back home. My parents have also done medical missionary work for decades. They modeled Jesus for me and my brothers. This kind of generosity was not a foreign concept to me. My husband, on the other hand, was not raised that way. Early in our marriage, we had many talks about giving to the poor, supporting and participating in mission work, and serving our local church. God worked in both of our lives and stretched our faith through the many opportunities that LifePoint Church provided us. We have now tried to instill both a servant mindset and giving out of generosity, out of abundance mindset to our girls. We sponsor 4 children in Africa who we financially and relationally support. We have taken our kids to Uganda to serve. We serve our community with our life group at the Dream Center every 6 weeks and serve our local church on a regular basis. We also take meals to one of our widowed neighbors. The discipline of giving out of abundance is truly a blessing, but very countercultural. We have to step out in faith and sometimes feel the rub of society. Our family has often been asked why we take our time off or extra money to do the missional things that we do. Our answer is simple: because Jesus died for each and every one of us, and our generosity grows out of his endless generosity to us. So today I leave you with 3 things to pray about. Lord, search my heart and help me to find any parts that I am hanging on to of worldly things that are causing me to be greedy. Second, I pray and ask the Lord to reveal what it looks like to practically be involved in serving the poor. And lastly, Lord, from my abundance, where can I be more generous? Thanks for listening to the Drivecast, and have a great day.